Okay, Perek Zayin, 308 at the bottom, on top it's 162. Before we start Perek Zayin, just to refresh everybody's memory what's going on over here, which the Alter Rebbe says now we can understand a different concept. The bottom line of this whole thing is, Tzimtzum is real. Tzimtzum is a concealment of godliness. The reality of the world is that everything is only the existence of Hashem. Nothing else exists but Hashem. This, that the world exists, is only because to us it appears that it exists. But from Hashem's perspective, it doesn't exist. All that exists is Hashem. But Tzimtzum is a reality. And like we said, it's really Chesed, even though it's Gvura, because in order for Hashem to reveal himself anywhere, anyhow in the world, there had to be this level of Tzimtzum, which is really therefore an act of Chesed, which allows the world to exist. So basically, the Alter Rebbe continues now and says, "Ubezer Yuvan." Now we can understand. Mashikosa bezayhad, but it says, in fact, this is the on page 152. The Alter Rebbe began introduction to Shayuch v'Amuna, and the top two lines. The Alter Rebbe's whole Shayuch v'Amuna is said to explain what it says in the Zayhad, that Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokein Hashem Echad is Yichud Ilah, the higher level of Yichud. And Baruch Shem Kved Malchus Elam Vayad is Yichud Tata, the lower level of Yichud. So the question is, without Alter Rebbe's explanation until now, what does it mean, if we're talking about God, what do you mean, a higher level of Yichud or a lower level of Yichud? It's Hashem and Hashem, that's it. So what do you mean, higher unity, lower unity, like making different levels in godliness? But Alter Rebbe says, now we based on what we learned before, we can understand it. Because he says, with this we can understand what it says in the Zayar. The Pasuk Shema Yisrael, the Pasuk of Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokein Hashem Echad, is Yichud Ilah, the higher level of Yichud. The Alter Rebbe is going to explain what it means. Baruch Shem Kved Malchus Leilam Voed, and the level of Baruch Shem Kved Malchus Leilam Voed is Yichud Tato, is the lower level of Yichud. Meaning, what is based, before we even go further, just learning what Alter Rebbe explained until now, Yichud Ilah means, from Hashem's perspective, there is only God, there is no world. Yichud Ilah means there is only Elokus. The second level of Yichud, Baruch Shem Kved Malchus Elam Void, means there's a Elam Void, there's a world. It means world exists, but the world is bottled to Hashem. That's our perspective. So he says as follows, Ki Void, who yichudet, why? Ki void, who echod b'chalufi asvin. Shema Yisrael Hashem HaKadosh Hashem Echod, ends with the word Echod, Aleph Ches Dalet. Baruch Shem Kved Malchus Leilam Void, Void is Vav Ayin Dalet. The Alter Rebbe is explaining that Void and Echod are really the same word. Why? Because Void is Echod with exchanging of the letters. According to Torah, Vav and Aleph are interchangeable, and Ches and Ayin are interchangeable, and the Dalet remains a Dalet. Why is Vav changeable with the Aleph? So you have what's called, the Rebbe calls it Asis Ahemshech. The letters, which are Aleph, He, Vav, Yud, are interchangeable. Ches, there's a what's called Achami Agaron, the letters that come from the throat, Hey, Ches, Ayin, are interchangeable also because they come from the same throat sound. So Void and Echod is really the same word. But Echod is clearly, openly the unity of Hashem, and Void is a hidden level of the unity of Hashem. That's why it's not clearly Echod, it's written Vav, Ayin, Dalet. He says, what does this mean? The reason for this tzimtzum, that Hashem concealed and hid the chayis of ha'elam, the life of the world. Why did Hashem hide himself in the world? Why didn't Hashem just reveal himself in the world that we should see him? If Hashem wanted to, he could make himself very, very visible, like he did every time there were miracles. So why did Hashem conceal himself? Or why does he conceal himself? He says, why did Hashem do it? Kidei sheyi ha'elam, that the world should be nira davar nifre b'fnei atzmi, that it should look like a separate entity. Why in the world did Hashem make the world look as a separate entity? So he says, why? Very simple. Hine yadu ala kol, because it's known, ki tachlis b'riyas ha'elam, the ultimate purpose of creation, is b'shvil his galus malchusi yizbarach, to reveal the Eibishter's level of Malchus, to reveal Hashem's kingdom in the world. And there's a rule, Ein Melech B'lei Am. You can't have a nation, a king without a nation. Why? Because Am comes the word Lashon Eimimis, Gecholim Eimimis, is an expression Chassidus always bring down, diminishing coals, Shem Dvarim Nifradim Vizarim, which are foreign substances, distant from the king. The Alter Rebbe explains as follows, and Chassidus says a lot on this whole concept. As the Alter Rebbe will soon say in a few lines, you can't be a king over your own children. You can't use the word, I'm a king over my kids. You can be a parent over your kids. You can't be a king over your kids. Why not? Because the definition of royalty is when something which is not you, subjugates itself and makes itself bottle to you. You can't be a king over yourself because it's you. Children are an extension of the parents. So you can't say that the children are bottle as a separate entity, that they become bottle to me. That's not called malucha. Malucha is when there's dimmed. The Gemara, the Chazal tell us, you can't be a king without a nation. In fact, there's a famous question Chassidus asks on something we say every day in davening. There's a whole maimer from the Friedrich Rebbe on it. We say, Adain Elam, Hashem Molach Beterim Kol Yitzu Nivra. Adain Elam means God is the master of the world. Hashem Molach, who ruled, Beterim Kol Yitzu Nivra, before anything was created. So Chassidus asks the question, how can the tefillah say that God is a king before anything was created? You can't be a king over nothing. Similarly, you can't be a king over animals. A person can't be a king over animals. Why? Because animals and a person are two separate realms. In order to be a king, you need, so to speak, two opposite criteria. You need to be separated, but in the same realm that you could be bottle. In order for Hashem to reveal the level of Malchus, his sovereignty, his kingdom in the world, he had to have a world which doesn't feel Elokus. A world that feels Elokus, which is bottle to Elokus, like Atzilus, you can't say he's a king over Atzilus, because Atzilus is Elokus. You can't be a king over something which is you. So the question is, why did Hashem make, Alter Rebbe is explaining over here, why did Hashem make that the world should look like a separate entity? Because if Hashem wants to reveal his Malchus, he had to create a world that doesn't feel Elokus. Because if the world feels Elokus, it's not the concept of bittul of a melech, to a melech. So therefore he says as follows, even if a guy would have many thousands of kids, you can't be a melech over them. And he says even more, the truth is that the Rebbe explains, even just on officers, you also can't be a real melech. Where is the real melech, of the real royalty of a king? When there is an am, it doesn't say Raif Sodim Adras Melech. The beauty of kingdom, because that's the real level of sovereignty, of royalty, is when there is a nation. Not so much the officers, it's more over the nation. So if Hashem wants to be a king, then he must create a nation of separation that could be bottled to Hashem. And that's why Hashem made this level of Tzimtzum, because he wants to reveal Malchus. And he says, V'shem hameira al midas malchusi yizbarich. What name of Hashem shows the level of malchus? Is the level of adnus, or the level of adain? Ki hu adain kol ha'aretz, adain kol ha'aretz, because he's the master of the whole world. V'nimsa, ki midas zu, this midah, this attribute, which by the way is the level of malchus, which is the level of adain, v'shem zan, this name of Hashem, Hein mehavin u'mekayim ha'elam, makes the world liyos elam k'meishu achshav, to be a world which is yesh gomur v'davin nifid b'fnei atzmi. The Alter Rebbe is explaining like this: Baruch Shem k'veid malchusei li'elam v'ed is a level of yichudat hatorah, which is a level of malchus of dibur that created the world, and that is a level of tzimtzum that allows the world which was created from the attribute of Elokus to appear as if it's a separate entity. What is the ultimate goal? The ultimate goal is that that world that looks separated becomes Batul Telokus. In Chassidus, it explains there's a concept called Bitul Ayesh and Bitul B'metzius, which is really the difference between Yechudah Ilah and Yechudah Tato. To give a gashmiistic commercial that Chassidus gives, you have an eved, you have a slave and a master. The master tells the slave to do something. The slave doesn't want to do it, but he'll do it anyway, because the master told him to do it. You can have a boss in modern day language, you can have a boss and a worker. The boss tells the worker to do something, the worker might not want to do it, the worker is going to do it anyway, because there's bittul of the worker to the boss, bittul of the eved to the odin. The truth is that the level of bittul is called bittul ayesh, because the truth is the worker, the eved, has his own will, has his own desires, but he gives up his own desire to do what the king wants. That is what's called in Chassidus Eved Pashut. Eved Pashut means a simple Eved who has his own desires, his own wants, his own will, yet he's Mevatel, he does Bittul to give himself up for the master. Then you have what's called Eved Nemun. Eved Nemun is an Eved that is so Bottle to the master. There is no will of the Eved. What the master wants is what the Eved wants. It's not the Pshat, he has his own will, but he gives it up for the master. He is so one with the master, he so feels the master, that all he is what the master wants, is what he wants. That is called Bittul B'metzius. That is a level of Bittul, not that he doesn't exist. What the master wants is what he wants. That's what's called the level of Merkava, the chariot. The horse has no will of its own. Where the rider leads it, that's where it goes. Where do you see this in Chumash? In Chumash, beside by Moshe Rabbeinu, where the Torah says, Ki b'chol beisi neman hu, he's an Eved Neman. Chassidus uses the term Eved Neman. But you find it in Chumash earlier, in Parshas Chayesara, with Eliezer Eved Avram. Eliezer was the Eved of Avram, but he was such a level of Bittul to Avram Avinu that in the whole story, from the time Avram Avinu calls in Eliezer and tells him to swear to find the Shidduch for Yitzchak, and he goes for the Shidduch, and he, from the beginning to the end of the story, never is his name mentioned. There's not one. Rashi says it was Eliezer. The Medrash says it was Eliezer. It says El Avdei Zikan Beisei VaYishava HaEved. But even when Eliezer finally comes to make the shidduch pitch, what does he say? VaYoymar Eved Avram Anechi. He didn't even say Eliezer Eved Avram. He didn't even say I'm Eliezer Eved Avram. What was his metzias? His metzias is Eved Avram. What the master wants, that's him. That level of bittul, that's yichud ilah. Bittul b'metzias. Not me. One second. Who else is on this level? Obviously not too many people. But when a person says Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, they're supposed to be in the level of Yichud Ilah. What was Rebbe, Mitzvah Rebbe's wish? That when two chassidim meet, they should talk about Yichud Ilah. It's not a level that must be realistic, that all of us can reach on a continuous level like Avraham Yitzchak and Yaakov, Moshe Rabbeinu, and the Rebbe that is a... It is a necessary level to reach that level of bittul.
Why is it not enough to be able to say, well, I don't want to do this, but I'm doing it anyway? And the Bible should just do it. If you don't want to go to the level of the second level, or of Shem, right? That level is also very good. It's a level of, the person still exists, he's still here, but he overcomes his own. He does it. He doesn't want it. He does it. He gives it.
Who's greater, a Beinoni or a Tzaddik? Who is a higher level, a tzaddik or a beinoni?
A beinoni.
A higher level? That's not the last time I learned.
I'll tell you, well, because you're comparing apples and oranges.
No, no. There's a person who's a beinoni.
I know, you're supposed to say tzaddik, but it's not.
Don't tell me what you're supposed to say. Who is a higher level? A tzaddik? But he fought with him, so he has a great. He was born with a great Yetzirah too. Call Hagadli Mechaveri Yitzigadli Menu. From birth, a tzaddik is born with a great. But he started to fight this big, massive fight. Okay, but after he becomes the tzaddik, after he becomes a tzaddik, and he kills his Yetzirah, is that a higher level than a Beinoni or a lower level than a? Okay, no, 1 second. Now. Who has more bittul, fighting bittul? The Beinoni, bittul-wise, has a bigger fight and giving in much more than a tzaddik.
A tzaddik is more bittul. He has no will of his own anymore.
So who has a greater bittul fight?
A tzaddik has more bittul.
What do you mean has more bittul? He's not... Yeah, but it's an automatic bittul already. It's not an active bittul. It's a passive bittul. So who has greater bittul? No. This person has to break himself. He has to fight with himself. He has to break himself. Who's working harder? Okay, let's speak on our level. You have two kids in the class. Okay? It's a kid with a brilliant head. Okay? They get 100. They don't even have to study. Okay? Then you have another kid that's not blessed with such a great head, but... They work, and they work, and they work, and they work, and they get 100. Or, not 100. They get a 95. Okay? Which grade is better? The 100 is better than the 95. Which grade is worth more? The 95 is worth more. Because they really battled and worked.
So what's the level of
in plain, simple English, Yichud Ilah means that a Jew comes to a feeling, it could be once a year, once a lifetime, once a day, whatever. The Jew comes to the feeling that Ein Eidum Levadei means there is only Elokus. That's it. Yichud Tata means, Yichud Tata is Baruch Shem Kved Malchus Allah Ilam Void. There's an Ilam and there's a concealment. And what's the purpose of the concealment? To reveal Elokus. But that level is a level that there is a world. There is a level of a world. But the world is bought. World. He doesn't see Elokus. But he works with himself to have this Yichud Tata, which means he has a bittul to create the level of Echad. But it's a Vamvayad, it becomes Echad. Bittul-wise, Bittul Yesh is more bittul than the bittul metzias. Work-wise. A Beini work-wise is a bigger battle than a Tzaddik. But level-wise, the Tzaddik is a much greater level. The guy with the better head is a higher level than the kid that has to work hard. Correct. A Beini can't become a Tzaddik either. No, here a Jew could reach Yichudei Lo. Every Jew could reach Yichudei Lo.
He really doesn't see the world.
No, what do you think? Moshe Rabbeinu didn't see a world? But he banged into the wall and said, excuse me? Or he didn't have a wall? No. What is it? Moshe Rabbeinu had no will of his own. Not Moshe Rabbeinu was 24/7 like that. We do it once, 3 billion is good.
Even the other level is
going to be. Yichud halavai should be
Yichud Tato.
A very lofty level. But the Jew has to strive for higher levels. Yichud Eilo. What did the Mittal Rebbe wish? The Tuchsi to meet should talk about Yichud Eilo. But just talk about it. That a person should reach a certain level of Yichud Eilo. That means a person sometimes has to come to a level that it's not important anymore what I want. There is no wanting what I want. I want what has to be done. Why can't you find a person that reaches a level of what I want is what has to be done? That's what I want. What has to get done is what I want. It's not that I hate doing it, but I'm doing it. You reach a level. If this is what Hashem wants, then this is what I want.
Other than
Sadiq
and ordinary people that reach that level?
On a once in a blue moon level, yeah. It's possible. Did they wish to say Baruch Hashem Kveir Mochus and Avoy? Is there any concept of Yichud HaTato? Of course there's Yichud HaTato. When a person realizes in Yichud HaTato that the Eibishter made a concealment of the world to reveal Elokus, that's the bittul of Yichud HaTato. Yichud Eilo is a Jew reaches, like the Alter Rebbe said, when I see the beam, I don't see the beam, I see the Dvar Hashem in the beam. That doesn't mean he banged it to the beam. Yeah, but why did Alter Rebbe say it? It sounds nice. Not only we get that, yeah, but the Rebbe doesn't say that. The Alter Rebbe didn't say we should be aware. The Alter Rebbe said it because then a person has the ability, Shem Itzmenu, a drop in the bucket, a drop in the ocean, to strive, because they opened up that level. They opened up and made it accessible and feasible at a certain time, at least, for a person to reach that level. If not, we wouldn't have heard that the Alter Rebbe said that. That's what the Rebbe always says in the Sichas. If the Alter Rebbe said it, we know about it, it shows that he gave us the ability to do it. Tanya Sefer Shobeinanim, even Shaykh of Amunah. That means we can reach Yichud Eilo. That's what he said. I didn't make this up. I would have written the book differently. But the way that Alter Rebbe explains it, this is what it means. And in order to have bittul, in order to have the revelation of malchus, which means the bittul of the am, of the strangers and the foreigners, to the melech, there has to be a world. So yichud tata means there's a world, but the world is bottle. Yichud ilo means all that there is a lukus. In the level of bittul, the difference between bittul yesh and bittul metzias. Bittul yesh means I have my own desires, I have my own world, but I do what Hashem wants. Bittul and metzias is the Eibishter wants, that's me. That's what I want. Try it. I don't know.